Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with J.C. West and Janice Comer with the Indianola Public Library about upcoming activities.
Lots of fun, bigger activities coming up for the Indianola Public Library. First off, what do we have on the adult side of things in terms of some of the bigger events that you want people to know about?
Yeah, so we just have a few coming up. They are not necessarily just for adults. You can bring anyone else you want to specifically for the Super Bowl, which has been really fun. It's something unique we haven't tried before. Every Friday, we started on January 6th, and we're going until February 10th. You can come in from noon to 5 to the library to taste all kinds of different soups that different people have brought in. We're representing all parts of the community, from local businesses to our own city to nonprofit organizations, restaurants, churches, anyone we can think of is providing us these soups out of the kindness of their hearts for people to come in and try and vote on their favorites. So show up any of those Fridays and you can have a free lunch.
Well, before we get to at least one other one, what was the inspiration behind the Super Bowl? It's such a fun idea and kind of a way to incorporate so many different people and organizations that maybe you don't get to in other times. Talk about the idea process and then walk me through setting that up.
Yeah, so the idea process is always the most fun part. So Janice, Allison, and I have all sat around brainstorming, and one of the things we've been missing from what we do here at the library is we don't get to connect very much with the community outside this building. So all of those nonprofit organizations, the square, all of those groups around here, we don't really get to partner with consistently. So with this hopefully annual event, we do get to see all those different parts of the community coming in. As for actually putting the idea into action, that was the most terrifying part because all I did was email and call and we put it on our social media and just reached out and just hoped we got a response. And the response has been coming in huge, so many people so excited and just really supporting us, which we really appreciate.
All right, what else do you have going on here over the next month or two?
Yeah, speaking of support, well, we do have our annual Friends of the Library Trivia Night, and that is a fundraiser for the library. The Friends of the Library 100% fund our summer reading program, as well as a bunch of other things here at the library, our book boxes that are so popular, a bunch of the children's events, including one you'll hear about soon. That trivia night is going to be on February 18th. That is at 7 p.m., but doors open at 6. And it is pre-registration only. The tables are $160 total. That's for 8 people, so that's $20 a person. If you can get that many people together, they all pitch in, and it works out. And we do it over at Skyview. This is the second year with the new ownership, and it's been amazing, and it's been really fun.
All right, what do we got going on for kids that people should know about here at the Indianola Library?
Well, we did, in fact, let the pigeon plan the party. Pigeon and Gerald and Piggy from the Mo Willems books are going to be here on January 28th, so next Saturday, January 28th at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 till 11 in the morning. We've got food, we've got activities, we've got crafts. Gerald and Piggy will actually be here so you can meet them. It's going to be fantastic. We're so excited. This actually is kind of in place of our Dr. Seuss party that we've had in the past. Pigeon and Gerald and Piggy are hugely popular. I love them. They're hysterical. So we wanted to sort of update that party with our friends. This is sponsored by the Friends of the Indianola Public Library. So this is their party. We're just having it here, and it's going to be awesome. So after Elephant and Piggy, that's sort of a little bit more younger, aimed toward some of our younger patrons. In February 17th, which is the night before our trivia, we're having a glow bingo for families here at the library. We're going to turn the lights off. We're going to turn on some black lights. So wear something neon or bright white and they will glow and we will play bingo. We'll have pizza. We'll have prizes and we'll be hanging out in the black lights. It's going to be epic.
Thanks to J.C. West and Janice Comer for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.